All right. We have the minutes of the February 18th public hearing for the disabled and low-income citizen real property tax exemption. And we have the minutes from the senior citizen real property tax exemption, also a February 8th public hearing. Okay. And we have the town board monthly minutes from February 18th. Can I have a motion to accept these minutes?
I make a motion to accept the minutes.
Okay. I'll second them. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Opposed.
Can you go over and accept the minutes on February 5th?
No, because there's still a question.
There's not one mention in there of my discussion of the capital project moving over to the capital project.
Okay. Do you remember about when that was, Rich? During the meeting? Rich made reference to...
Probably an approval of the minutes, because the whole statement, and then I brought up that you were overseer of the capital project.
Mm-hmm.
In general.
In general. Oh, okay.
All right. We have a second. Janet, I didn't hear how you voted with these. Did you say?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So we have three in favor, one against.
Okay.
I do remember Rich making reference to that, but it is not in the minutes. Okay, so those three sets of minutes are approved. All right. Next, we need to have our reports from our departments. And this would be the first meeting where the departments will be providing a written report to the board, which will be put in the clerk's office. Tara, how are you going to do that? In a separate binder?
I'm going to put it in a separate binder, right behind the minutes.
Okay. Submitted their department minutes. Please do so after you make your presentation so we can put it in with the rest of the minutes. Okay. All right, ambulance, right?
Okay, for the month of February, total call volume was 48. Advanced life support calls that we ran with Green County EMS 17. Intermediate life support calls was 5, and advanced life support calls was 9. Total amount billed was $43,950. It wasn't a big month in terms of total calls, but we did it all pretty good. New ambulance was scheduled for delivery late April. I spoke to the salesman, and they are on their original scheduled delivery time, so it should come. Hopefully after the most of the snow is gone and salt stuff are off the road, we'll be able to manage. We looked at a couple of electronic billing software ideas to speed up claims to the insurance companies. We've been back and forth with that all day, looking at a number of different advantages to certain programs that will work for us as far as our billing. That obviously is going to be an ongoing situation over the course of the next couple of weeks. We are reviewing also some various ePCR companies, electronic PCR. Instead of doing the paper form that we do now, we fill out and leave it to the hospital. It'll all be done electronically, so it'll be transmitted to the hospital electronically to become part of the patient's charts, and will actually speed up the process. So it's been an ongoing thing. We've actually been looking at this probably now for about the last 6-7 months. I just was told tonight that the Rural Health Network apparently is going to be getting involved in this and giving us some money for that as well. So that should be something that ultimately will save us a lot of time. It will also help us with our billing to become more accurate as well as quicker.
Okay.
All
right. Very good.
I have a copy. We're
covered in one prepared.
Yeah, I'll give her my
copy.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Ray.
Yeah.
Hello. I have 11 sales for the month of February, and I wanted to just let everyone know that I'm going to be out doing road inspections, so if you see my car, we'll have the Carol official medallions on the side. So don't be alarmed. It's just for basically going over the building permits and people who have done new construction or people who have questions about their property and maybe you think that there's a discrepancy. So if you do see a vehicle along the road, that is me. But like I said, it will say town official on the side just to make everyone aware of it. I have some new business for the board. We have a vacancy on the Board of Assessment Review, and this hopefully can get filled by next month, because I would need to have a person on the board for Phoenix, which is May 26th. and that's 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. I do have a letter from one applicant that I did submit with my report, and currently Craig Muller is sitting on the board, and her term that's expired. It is a 5-year term, mm-hmm. so it would end September 30th of 2013. Okay, so, and she did tell me that she was interested, but I didn't get anything formally in writing next, you know, for you. Hopefully I'll get that.
Okay.
And just to remind the board that we did have that little meeting about the sewer interview, and that I just don't want you to lose touch with the resolution, then having the sewer administrator doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank
okay.
you very much.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Janice, do you have your report? I don't have it here.
I have it.
Oh, you have it. Okay. All right, very good. Thank you. And we'll keep in touch about getting people to Popsicle from there. Okay? All right, thanks. Okay, next we have code enforcement. Stacy?
For the previous month, we issued 15 double permits, performed 26 inspections, issued 4 CUCs, I'm sorry, 4 COs and 8 CSGs, and our rental 20 complaints. I managed to have a few meetings and I wasn't sure until February 24th. At the request of Janice Worthinger, a company structured a commercial site, including Jimmy Carroll, Never Been Disposal, Mike West, Lars Anderson, Anderson International Marketing, and while sitting on Garden's property, we did discuss a few concerns regarding
Okay. I'm Stacy. Forgot the meeting we had last week.
Were you
in the
office?
Yeah.
I just figured you were there, so it's not a setting.
Oh, no. Well,
I didn't really get a lot of time, so I didn't know.
Right.
So
what we talked about was the building.
I'm sorry?
What we talked about was the building and the access.
Our building.
I have that needed to be.
Do you want
to
bring that up?
Well, it's a good time to bring it and we were talking about the building and the difficulty in the elderly and handicapped people accessing the doorways, because if they go in by Stacy's and if Stacy's not there and then Janice doesn't hear it, they got to go around that narrow turn and the door opens the wrong way, so it blocks them. So I'm hoping for next year's budget we can keep that in mind and hopefully make a provision to upgrade that and make it more handicap accessible. And also the ice and snow falls off the roof right onto
mm-hmm.
the
right onto the walkway.
The only concern I have immediately done is the railing on the accessible stairs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Janice, you had concerns about that also, didn't you? About them walking those few short steps right up onto that? You had concerns?
Yeah, well, a lot of the
community... That they go right out into the road, basically, that step goes out into the road.
Okay. Like a round rail, they can actually grab and get their hand around it. A 2x4 is changing. The only thing with 2x4 can do is actually just steady them, but, you know, that's the main thing. They don't have a problem with steps being able to hold on as they're going.
Going down, up or down. Hasn't been taken care of. Okay. This meeting on February 24th, Janet, is this the one you mentioned at the workshop that you met with Stacy? Is this the meeting that you said you went over a few things?
Possibly.
Because you didn't mention that you guys went out on the road to do inspections.
I mean, honestly, I don't remember what I mentioned at the workshop. But we didn't go out to do inspections. We just went out to look.
All right, well, do all these, Stacy, do any of these have open files with you?
Lars is not open, but because of when I issued his CO, there are things that he still needs to do as far as the site plan review.
Okay.
He does not have an open building permit. Tony Carroll does not have an open building permit. West does not have an open building permit. And
Lars.
Duchesne is in front of the for site plan review at the moment.
Okay. I'm just wondering what was picked.
Well, she's not only the building inspector, she's also a code enforcement officer.
Was there complaints made? Do you have written complaints?
Yeah.
think we need to be careful about what locations we just go to if we don't have open complaints.
Well, how about if I have complaints?
Then we need to make sure that the board is aware of that as well as Stacy.
Well,
we just can't just make sure. I know, but if we have a complaint, you as overseeing this, first of all, who is the other board member? Rich, I believe you are.
I talked to Rich after the workshop meeting about setting up a meeting with Peter and Stacy to discuss the lack of communication between the two departments.
Mm-hmm.
And I had emailed Peter about that and asked him to actually set it up for last Monday, or last Wednesday, or the Saturday, that said they had met on Friday and discussed it.
All right. Well, I'm just concerned that we're just picking properties.
Well, I'm picking commercial properties.
Okay, what about residential?
I haven't found any issues with residential, but I'd be
We have no public comment until the end of the meeting.
Do you have any residential properties you can think of?
Yeah, actually, I do. And I would pass them on to Stacy in the right format, whether it be a letter or something. But I'm just concerned that we're just picking pieces of property without letting the rest of the board know what our intentions are. Do we have open complaints? Do we have concerns about site plan review? Do we have concerns about code violation, things like that, instead of just taking Stacy out and saying, let's go here, here, and here, we have problems. Is there any follow-up to these?
Well, hopefully there will be.
When? And what's the paper trail? Do we have any written correspondence?
I'm not sure what you're getting at.
I'm concerned that we're just picking certain pieces of property and
looking at them.
Would you
like me to take Stacy to every piece of property?
No, I want to make sure that we do this fairly. Janet?
I'm not saying
this is what it seems like.
Well, that's fine. That can be what it seems like. If you
and as a town supervisor and as a board member, I'm a little concerned that this is going to be brought up later on as something else that is
I am very concerned
the public is concerned about.
That there is a lack of communication between the planning board and what they approved and the information that Stacy gets.
Mm-hmm.
So what I asked Stacy to do was get that information, the approved plans that she had, and let's go see what the property looked like as compared to the approved plans. In fact, she didn't have approved plans. And I'm not blaming Stacy for that. She did not have the information that we needed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we did. That's what I'm concerned about.
Did we give the property owners the opportunity to come and be part of this?
No, we didn't.
No. Okay. This is what I have a concern about.
It's not a property owner issue. It's an issue with the planning board and the building department.
If you're on their property, that they should have the knowledge that we're going to be there. We just shouldn't be doing sneak.
We weren't doing sneak when we went on.
Were they notified? Were those three property owners notified?
We weren't on three properties.
Were any? Did you go on anybody's property?
Yeah,
we were on three properties.
All right.
We were not on three properties.
Did they know? Did you notify anybody that you were coming?
We went to Cummings and we went to Lloyd.
But we were on their property.
Yes, on two properties. We pulled in so we could get off of Route 32.
I think it's important that we notify property owners if we're coming. I'm sure Stacy notifies, I'm sure Stacy notifies property owners when she's going to go do an inspection. Okay, or does anybody have any other input on this?
I think we went over these committees the time, when we did them again. It's the purpose of a committee person being assigned to whatever to be the liaison to that department and not set policy. It's up to the board to set policy. If we want something changed or, a different policy, it's up to the board to discuss it and vote on it. It's not up to one individual to go and change whatever.
Right. I agree.
So, I think we ought to be careful.
Rich, I'm not trying to change policy.
I know. Well, last night you told me we're going to have a meeting with Peter, you and me.
No, I said I was trying to set up a meeting between Peter and Stacy so they could discuss the lack of communication and did you want to be involved in that? And you said yes,
yeah.
You would. I don't think that's a change of policy.
No,
I think that's being a good liaison.
Yeah, that's what
if you see a problem, I think it's part of liaison's responsibility to go and see how they can help and see how they can make things more amenable with the board, help fill in gaps. I take my job as liaison very seriously. I'm not going to just sit on my butt and wait for there to be a complaint. I would like to prevent complaints.
Well, I hope this doesn't bring more complaints because I think it's important that we notify somebody if we're coming onto their property. If another agency chooses to get involved and they choose not to notify the person, well, that's the other thing. But I think it's important that the town has some communication with the property owners before we go on there. And I think that's something that we might have to make a, pass a resolution for and get
Would you like
wording.
Me to make that resolution?
No, I'd like to get the proper wording before we go ahead and do it.
Okay.
And I would speak with Tal about that to see if we can and get that passed at the next workshop. Because I think that's important.
That's fine.
And I don't think this was done properly. So, thank you, Stacy. Next we have Highway Department. Steve?
I haven't gotten confirmation yet, but I think the winter's over, hopefully. The Highway Department has been out patching potholes. We are using cold patch because the blacktop plant isn't open yet. We've been out with our bucket truck taking down tree limbs on various roads. Our dump trucks have been hauling scalpings to the highway garage and trucking the star hole and ones and twos, which is used to mow the pit. The sweeper will be out soon. I know winter's over, but it's a little early yet, and I want the sweeper going out and then all of a sudden have to sand the road and be right back where we started. So another week. There is a tremendous amount of sand on the roads. I'm sure you all know. We went through a lot of sand this year. And now we have to go out and pick it all up. And there are some roads that we never had sand on before, which we do have sand on now. So it's going to be a little longer this year picking up the sand with the sweeper than normal. We're in the process of researching grants from the 3M, the 3M people for signage. We still have to get more information from them before we can find out what are for the next few years as we have to change them all. So we're trying to look for all the avenues we can to get some free money and take care of that. We've been working with the Bear Committee. That's ongoing. Tonight I need a resolution. That's going to come up in our resolutions. We also need a resolution. I mentioned last month about buying a half-ton pickup to replace one of the other pickups that didn't really fit off the road. And that one will come off the OGS site, so we don't have to put it up there. And we're still waiting for FEMA to sign some paperwork on our final documentation, and then I can tell you how much money we're going to get and go from there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very good. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Okay, next historian, Robert.
Well, it's been a fairly behind us, and spring is on its foot. I answered inquiries on local history subjects, including the family of Zoet Smith, the local railroads, and the Woodstock Band. Gathered background material on Main Street structures for a grant writing committee that I'm a part of to seek candidates for facade work and other improvements. Conducted the February meeting of the Carroll Historical Association in the absence of the president. Maintains the town scrapbook, respectfully submitted each. Now, in regards to spring, I'd just like to say publicly that one project that we've been trying to get accomplished for the longest time, and this involves the historical markers that are already out there, are in desperate need of painting. So if anyone here or if anyone knows someone who would be willing to donate some time, we'll supply the paint and they'll supply the labor. This is the kind of project that I think should be done in a community-oriented way, as opposed to going out and hiring people for something like that. So, I recommend that to you. If you know someone, they can see me here call. With spring coming, we'll be resuming work on our Bayless Cemetery project, 32. We'll also be seeing some work done on the Memorial Fountain. I believe the town of Carroll received a grant.
Well, we applied for it.
Applied for it.
Okay. So we'll see that will be coming through soon, and we'll be seeing work done on that. We'll be setting a date as soon as I get the final supplies for work on our railway project. So look for that in the coming months. And also the Historical Association has put down payment on work for a new shelter for the Susquehanna Turnpike marker in front of the school. So you'll be seeing that happening hopefully in the coming months. And I'd just like to commend the next meeting of the Historical Association on the fourth Thursday at Gallagher Center Hall right across the road. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Robert. Okay, next we have police. and animal control. Chris?
For the past month, the department handled a total of 118 complaints, of which 53 were criminal, 49 non-criminal, 6 unclassified. We handled 10 dog complaints or animal control. We opened up 2 new code violations, and we have 8 violations pending in the Justice Court. I'm sorry, but I see that I did accidents and stuff in the code. I handled 13 accidents, 84 parking summonses. We made 28 arrests with 30 charges, and we issued 76 traffic tickets. I'm pleased to announce to the board and the public that the County Carroll Police Department has been awarded a grant by the New York State Police for Traffic Office, which is for the system, a new computer system, state-of-the-art, that goes in the police cars, where our reports, information, and all the data, accident reports, can be done right in the car at the time or on scene, which can be downloaded at the end of the shift into a computer that's being supplied by the grant as well. And that information will be transferred via a server at our station to the appropriate agency, whether it be for a traffic ticket to the Peace Flight Office in Albany, or the Accident Report Bureau, or Domestic Incident Report Bureau. All that report will be done paperlessly once those computers are placed into effect. We did get that grant. We are approved for that grant, and we're just waiting for the hardware to come, which the state is doing all the work. It's not required for my department to do any of it. It's all done through the state police track book. What I am asking is, for these computers for each one of the patrol cars, we were awarded 2. They tried to spread the money out amongst all the law enforcement agencies that applied for this grant. We applied for 4, we got 2. The Sheriff's Department applied for 13, they got 5, and so on and so forth. Nobody was given their full amount so that they could spread the wealth, so to say. But at a later time and date, we can apply again for the other 2 computers. What I'm asking the board is to consider approving for the purchase of the hardware for the other 2 police cars. These computers that we are getting are able to be taken from a documentation and utilized in another patrol car. It does come with a cost of buying the hardware and installation of this hardware, which comes to the amount of around $5,000. But I have spoken with another agency that receives grant money through the county, and they're not sure the exact amount that they'll be getting for the year, because it's not determined until late March, early April. But I've been more or less advised that with those monies, that when they do come available, we will be, most likely we will be reimbursed for them. So I have the quotes for this stuff, and I'll, at the end of the meeting, I'll drop them off so you guys can review and take that into consideration if they're worth something.
Okay.
Chris,
I
also have... Is that $5,000 each or $5,000 total?
That's total for both of these. Because that's for all the hardware and installation of this equipment. I also received some applications for grants through the Department of Justice. Back in the early Bush era, they had what we called a COMS grant funding. The federal government subsidized local agencies to employ new hires in the law enforcement field. Back in the first concept of this, the federal government paid the salary, the municipality had to pay, pick up the cost for that person's benefit to the full-time employee. This new program, again, is being started by President Obama, and the funding for this includes his full salary plus the benefit of the time, and it's guaranteed for 3 years. I'm not asking the board if we should consider this. I just wanted to put it out there and see if the board may be interested in this. And also, there's another grant from the Department of Justice where they're putting out $787 billion as part of the stimulus package to help with combat crime and violence in their community. So, I'll put these out to the board to review and see if they're interested in these.
The second one you're talking about, is that something more where you would go around and make presentations to schools and things like that, or is it putting more officers on the street, or
the second one is more or less to help with that fine. It's not designated for new hires or police officers. It's the money that may be put out to help stimulate different penalties, put money out there to combat, put more officers, you know, for like, special interest stuff, for drug-related, gang, general public violence, out by the officers.
Okay.
Law control. Busy month. Thank gosh, all the clothes we took in this month, we found the owners, so we're good there. We still have the other two dogs and going to get we're doing good. We have a complaint. You know, the dogs we have, we left at home, you know, up there for them. So, again, anybody, they're a little, like, American pit bull, mentioned it, but it's a good dog. And a beagle carrier. Both of the good dogs. Anybody good?
Okay. Thanks, Chris. Gavin?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, next, recreation, Parks and Rec and Buildings and Grounds. Rich,
The boys of the park picked up all the park after the snow melted and all the debris appeared and garbage after the winter. And now they're working on the pump stations and the generator sets to clear in the brush and vine and weed and whatever, so they're presentable and then get in and out of them. And I think the chamber met on Operation Clean Sweep, and maybe somebody might want to make a report on that.
Do it now,
we're
okay.
Well,
report.
We have Helen
Lee,
Carol
Sperlich,
Loretta Lynn, Mary Kingsley, Sharon Hayes, Audrey Haynes here on May 9th. We're going to be working from the elementary school through the fountain this year. We will extend the following year. We have food donated by UNC, by McDonald's, by Dunkin' Donuts for our volunteers. We're going to have brooms and shovels and paint. We have the artists, students from the high school doing murals at McDonald's, Boyle's building, and Mike Lutieri has donated his building. There'll be something with the Quadricentennial Mountains and Bears. Help me out. Florida is going to help with planting. I'm looking for donations for plants, and we're going to hopefully involve the whole Main Street. We have an ice cream truck coming, and we're going to try and get some music, and it should be a great day. We involve hopefully doing bear burgers and bear shakes, and hopefully a table ballot and clean up our Main Street. So thank you to all these ladies, and John Gallagher.
Sweep it or the county?
What?
Who's going to sweep Main Street? The county or the...
Well, we're going to ask the county to sweep once professionally with all the snow, and then we're going to all look and do the sidewalks and weed and, plants. Thank you. Just generally. I asked Robert just now if he would give us a list of the monuments and maybe some of our volunteers can do some painting. We're going to have 44 bears out. I'm hoping we have a lot of people come to our town. I want it to look great.
Okay.
What day is that?
May 9th. Yeah. Please, anybody who wants to come, we'll be meeting at the gazebo in front of this building at 10 a.m.
Thank you, Claudia. Rich, anything else? Okay. Just that has received their magnetometers that will be placed here at the entrance to the courtroom. They will be set up, I believe, shortly, and they're also working on their renovation project for this wall and to do some a juvenile interview room and a room for the attorneys to have also. So Tanya's working on that. She has a couple of contractors coming in and giving her prices, so we'll be probably acting on that at the next workshop to go ahead with that. But her equipment has been in. That was money from a grant. I believe it was $12,000 grant where some of that money is going. So that's another thing for buildings and grounds. Next we have water and sewer. Kathy and Joe?
For water, I'd like to say that we still continue to have high consumption and that I'm going to be reading meters starting next week. The annual water quality report is nearly complete and that will be included in the April 1st water bill. And I'd like to say that I'm hopeful that the hydrant that was hit last summer at the town park will be replaced shortly, and the hydrant will be back online. That's all I have for water. Gil Myers, our wastewater treatment plant operator, is here to give a report on the sewer treatment plant. And also we have representatives from Delaware Engineering here that will give an updated report on the sewer.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Kat.
In line with that fire hydrant, I'd like the town board to consider that an emergency project and do that ASAP, install the hydrant, and then get, I've seen Carl Poros today, and he's going to meet with us to discuss the billing.
Okay.
I think we've got to just declare an emergency and get that hydrant in before something happens.
Steve, Kathy?
It's just the weather, the better weather, that's all.
Now if the weather's broke, is it a possibility we can get that done?
Sure.
Is that okay with everybody?
Everybody agree with that?
Sure, makes sense.
Get it done and then...
That's one to cut.
Not by the tractor trailer, yeah. Okay. All right. Joe, I'm sorry.
We processed an average daily flow of 44,000 gallons a day through the plant. We hauled no sludge for the month of February. We hauled 2,500 gallons of grease and septage from the collection system. We did have another exceedance of total suspended solids. Again, the filter project should clarify those issues in the future. The new sand filters are actually, they broke ground this week. They poured footings this morning. The project's well underway. Delaware Engineering is going to give us, obviously, the details and nuts and bolts of the project.
Yeah, thanks.
Pump station's in good shape, no real issues. And we'd like to thank the parks and, grounds and recreation for the upkeep and the trimming back of the pump station. It's a big job.
Mm-hmm.
They got a good jump on it this week.
Good, okay. Good. All right, thank you. Oops, sorry. It's okay. Thanks, Joe. Okay.
All right, one thing I forgot. My report, the parts are in for the light street lights.
Mm-hmm. I have
been in. Carol's been in the dark since Christmas. The parts came today.
We'll start Friday. Electrician is coming in Friday, and whatever he doesn't get done Friday, he'll finish up on Monday. Okay, so there's two big boxes. He has plenty of work to do, and hopefully Monday night the lights will be back on. Okay? All right. Next we have grants. Janet, you want to bring us up to date on the grant?
You have a stamp twice.
Twice, I see that. You want to wait to the other?
No, it doesn't matter. I just don't have written report because we're not really officially
right.
In town. But,
why don't you tell us about the grant that we submitted to the
county? Right. Monday we submitted the grant for $2,500 for the Main Street revitalization for work on the fountain. I'm also trying to proceed to find other contractors for the masonry, for the steel work and for the plumbing now that we don't have ice in the basin.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a matching grant with $2,500 that the town will have to meet. And when I talked to Carl Heck, I told him that at this point we were very uncertain what we were going to do or what process we were going to follow, and he understood. He didn't think it would be a problem.
Okay.
The Greenlight grant, I got a very encouraging email from them. And then they asked for some additional information, which Nan Goldberg helped me provide them with, and they seemed happy with that. And I haven't heard anything definite one way or the other, but they did ask if somebody could go to Hyde Park on March 26th.
Right.
So I'm hoping that.
And they haven't said,
they haven't
don't
said,
bother coming?
No, they haven't said,
okay,
don't bother
good.
Coming. That's they also didn't say, make sure you show up. So.
All right. Well, that's right.
And that's $10,000.
Good. All right. And you will... You said you'd be able to go down on the 29th?
I think I think I emailed Doug. Can you go to it? If you, okay.
Yep.
So as
okay.
Soon as I hear, I'll let you know.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Next we have the planning board. Peter?
Thank you. Good evening. A report in regards to the monthly meeting that the planning board had on March 4th, 2009, 7 p.m. At three public hearings, two of which remained open. There were two new site plans presented to the board and one new subdivision. The board reviewed three open site plans, two open subdivisions, and one open lot on revision. No applications were approved or denied. The meeting adjourned at 11:10. In regards to my meeting with Stacy, there was a concern brought up about the communication between the planning board and the code enforcement building department. It was a valid concern. Stacy and I met, we addressed it, and we feel confident that the result of our meeting, that these communication lines will be brought up to par, if you will.
Excuse me.
Having the planning board and the building department and board enforcement all be on the same page. We were just doing what has been done for the past 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know it's not broken. Right here, the tires going low on air. So, okay, and that's what we did.
Okay.
On another note, I can read a letter from myself dated today. Members of the town board of Carroll, New York. It is with mixed emotions that I am presenting you with this letter. Due to personal issues, I ask that you please accept this letter as my formal resignation from my capacity as the town of Carroll Planning Board effective immediately. I would thank the Carroll Town Board members, past and present, for giving me the opportunity to become involved and serve the town for the past 6 years. I have enjoyed the challenge of working and helping to implement the town's regulations and laws along with the town's comprehensive plan. I perform my duties to the best of my ability, and I am proud to say that I have treated all applications that came before me with fairness, professionalism, and the best interests of the town in mind. I put aside any personal views or opinions I may have had, and made my decisions based on the facts and based on the town's regulations and visions as set forth in the comprehensive plan and our town laws. I would also like to thank our town attorney, Val Raffaele, and my fellow board members for their support, especially in the last couple of years while serving as chairperson. I believe the makeup of the current planning board is strong, and I am confident that they will continue to serve the town in a positive way. I would also like at this time to recommend that the current deputy chairperson, Dan Benoit, be given Dan his new role. Dan has become very knowledgeable about laws and regulations, and he conducts himself and presents himself in a very professional manner. He would be an excellent choice to represent our town in the capacity of chairperson of the town of Carroll Planning Board. Once again, I thank you for the wonderful opportunity that I've had, and I look forward to helping you in any way possible to make the upcoming transition smooth and successful.
Copies of each.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you, Peter. Well, Peter, I don't know what to say. I wish, I understand you have your reasons for stepping down. We appreciate your efforts, and I'd like to not be able to accept this, but I'm sure you. But again, I'll speak for myself and the other board members. Thank you for your time served, and, you know, we appreciate your, you know, effort mm-hmm. that you did put forward with the planning board and all your work with the new site plan review law and working with the zoning commission, and thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Next, we're going to move on to new and old business. We have an update from Delaware Engineering. We have Alan Kavanagh here tonight. Is Alan? Hi, Alan. How are you?
Just very briefly, where the overall project is. Mike Wooten came to talk about the a little bit more detail about one of the aspects of it, but. As Joe told you, they broke ground on the filter building last week and poured the concrete footings today. We've had an inspector up, you know, before the report and while the report. And that's going good. No snags there yet. So there won't be any pretty straightforward jobs. So the filter is the one aspect that really got us in trouble with DEC. That was the subject of making DEC happy with the conditions of the plant. The original project is originally conceived had several aspects. One of them was the filter, which we're obviously in process going ahead with. Under consent order, we can't really back out of doing that. The other was dealing with the infiltration and the leakage under the pipes, which is, you know, increases your operation, causes things to back up, and it's been a chronic problem. And Mike's going to talk to you a little bit about some steps we think we can take to try to get to the bottom of that. Some new technology that came out that might be useful for locating where a problem is. There are a number of other aspects: flow equalization, sludge management up at the treatment plant, additional things. I've talked with John, those are, in my mind, we're not proceeding forward on any of those things. I wouldn't really advise it. You are going to, in the near future, possibly even within the next month, get some sort of an offer to try that. And the one big thing that's changed, obviously, is a lot of, you know, there's a lot of federal money that's come down for infrastructure projects. So, whereas a year and a half ago, we weren't looking at getting any grant money here, it becomes a very real possibility. So we'll just see what the offer they give us is, and the town can decide where they want to go based on that. If they want to go ahead and make work, or if you just want to keep it to the minimal things. But the filters, dealing with the infiltration and inflow, I would not recommend any slowdown on those. It would be the best way to try to figure out where that's coming after the filter. Unless you have any further questions for me, I'll let Mike review what we talked about with the testing.
As Alan said, my name is Mike Bugas. I'm an engineer with Ultima Delaware Engineering. To help deal with the inflow and infiltration problems in the sewer system, at this time we feel it would be most beneficial to move forward with three of them. The first would be the installation of runtime meters at all six existing pump stations. All the pump stations right now don't have any flow meters. You don't have any really way of telling exactly how much flow is going through them. If we get these installed, that essentially gives us six new flow monitors. What areas of the collection system are experiencing higher ionized flows, and which ones we can sort of just sign off and say, yeah, okay, there's not much of a problem. We can focus our efforts on that. We have obtained some pricing on that for overall costs. Put these in from Emmons Pump Control in Marbley. At this time, we recommend that the town move forward with that work to the inspection of the sewer system. Some work has been done in the past. However, first of all, it hasn't done the entirety of the system, including one particular area. Second of all, the previous sewer inspection work has been hampered a little bit by the relatively small in a collection system of the volume of flow that we typically see. However, we have found a contractor that has equipment that's a little bit better. Anytime we're doing the inspection, we would also have the highway department dig up and repair any separate joints or to the cost is significant. The repeated sewer was $35,000. That's up in the air as to how much of that is a really project, but that's obviously what we're paying for. The third issue is to do some pumping and inspection. I understand that normally 10 septic tanks are budgeted to be pumped each year in the system. Evidence that a large potential source of iodine in the system could be from the risers that aren't properly grounded or secured. We've heard that when the tanks were installed, if there were some drain holes, there were probably potential sources, clean water flowing in the system. So our third recommendation would be that not just pumping these tanks, we recommend 30 at this point in one more problem suspected areas, but also complete inspections of the tanks and areas of inspection.
Okay.
So
what
do
you recommend? Do you go ahead and authorize it? And they're claiming that there is a low flight rate shield or 10,000. That's what the deadline is. I mean, the budget is for us to get it to work or time back to the water.
The 30 tanks that you could have some sort of schedule with the property owner?
Yes. The biggest problem area that we'd like to attack right now is, and there's a map over here, I realize the map, is 30 services in the Broth Street, Grove Street.
You can hold it over there. And then that way, everybody's not
going to... Sort of orient things. Here's Main Street down here. Route 23 is up here. So again, we've got anecdotal evidence that there's a good deal of clean water while we're doing that section. So, summarize along the Home Station 2 area, and then Cedar Street and Birch Street is what makes up.
Okay.
Now, do you anticipate having to look at the rest of the system? Or do you think it's going to be limited to that area?
It seems right now that everyone that's looking at this problem is down here on the southern side of Main Street. The spring thaw or during the rainstorm, you don't really see much of a difference. So it's sort of been assumed that right now we can sort of, there's a lot of things that, we just don't know what the flows are, which comes down to installing the runtime here. If you get a good idea of how much flow is coming through and, you know, the average flow of any sort in this area is two or three times what it is in another area, well, that water's coming from somewhere. You don't really, it's a small system. We do have some commercial services. You've got the school, you've got the county offices, but it's of a uniform development. Differences in flow on one in the system or one drainage basin as opposed to another.
Right. Alan, were you able to get any feedback from EFC as far as if this would be acceptable expenditure under the funding?
Yes, I spoke to EFC this morning.
If we were to go out, if we decided as a board to go out to bid for these, well, three things, we would have the right to reject any of those bids.
Okay.
Because I just want to make sure that we get something in writing from EFC stating that it is acceptable to go out. I don't want to, you know, if we can continue the process, but we also have that right if for some reason EFC says, well, wait a second.
Well, now give us time to do that. We'll book whatever we send out to bid. We can send it to them and ask for something, even if it's certain that it's the runtime meter, that's a fairly minor item, and it would be helpful to have those in there, and it's pumps to the supplier of the pumps, if those used to start a service. So that item won the $2,000, I think it's probably just going to end up that.
Okay.
That's for six units, right?
Six pump stations, 12 meters, 200 pump stations.
One station has meters.
Oh, it does? Which one is that?
You know?
Oh, okay. That has. Does the board have any problem with putting these out to bid? However, make sure we put the stipulation in there that we have the right to reject any and all bids. And make some kind of written correspondence from DEC and EFC to make sure that this is acceptable, an acceptable expenditure.
That's fine. I just had another question.
Okay, good.
About the highway staff working with them. I have no problem with the highway staff, but how are we going to, so it, since this is going to be in summer, when they, you know, do the repaving, fix the potholes, are we going to have to bring on extra highway staff so that we're all, everything's covered?
Right. Steve and Mike and Alan spoke about that. We've plenty of time to, you know, set up their schedules. All right. Correct, Steve?
The hammer and when the crew comes in with the cameras, if they get to a Y and they feel they want to go one way or another, then they'll give us enough time, whether we open it up or whatever we have to do to it. And then they'll come back within, I think we talked about a 2-week period, you know, and re-camera whatever they have to set out, and we get every have enough Ys and, you know. But we'll work around it. There'll probably be a 2-man crew. A backhoe and a snare dump truck, maybe just a backhoe, so it'll be a one-man crew. So it's not.
And the other thing, too, is we can put that in. We'll put it in for a proposal to do a portion down work, so we can reimburse that.
Back to the highway. Right.
Okay. Honestly, I really can't see hiring a contractor to do, you know, to do that work when we can do it, you know, and it's all one-man.
Right.
Well, as long as it's not going to be a burden on the highway department.
Okay.
Keep you from doing the other.
Well, we do get to it.
But I hate to see if you're in the middle of a paving job.
Sure.
You know, I think we just have to make sure we schedule this properly.
On a daily basis, if you have equipment down here in their ear and they have to work, they'll drive their jetting truck and their camera truck down from all day.
Also, Alan, we're talking about more or less the early spring, maybe late spring.
Yeah.
The bulk of the work will
be done as soon as possible.
During the wet weather.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right, with that said, can I have a motion to go ahead with putting these two items out to bid? Any other would be the TV inspection collection system?
The ones for bid would be the TV inspection, and the other is the pumping and repair on the septic.
But we have to get another verbal on the meters.
Okay.
They're just over is the cutoff.
Okay.
Yep. So we'd have to get another verbal.
Is it possible for the board to authorize purchase once we get a second quote in for that not to exceed now?
I don't have a problem with that. It's going to be $2,050.
Go ahead. If somebody's fired, we want
maybe somebody doesn't
know. Maybe
somebody doesn't know. Well, you never know. Okay. All right. So I need a motion to go ahead with number one, getting another verbal doesn't exceed $2,050. Excuse me. Number two, to put out the... And number three, to put out to bid for pumping of 30 tanks in the system. Correct?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, and this will be the refuse any and all, and we'll make sure that we have...
Always.
And make sure we get the... okay? All right, very good. Thank you very much for coming down. Do you have anything else?
Just one other thing. I did send you an email on the Unser Wealth update. Did you receive
Yes, I did. Okay. And it is not on the agenda, but if you want to, it's part of what you...
We did a very expensive water project a few years ago, and part of that was putting in, eliminating the old reservoir, upgrading the pump station, putting in the water engineer, or the engineer that's working on, Mr. Barrow, I think is semi or retired now, who kind of... It never got complete, which is just a well in. And I told you that I would get back to you with some recommendations about what to do with that. And there's $180,000 left. And you could either decide you're going to spend it or tell the EFC you don't want it, so somebody else can use that funding. So that often worked well with Alpha Geoscience with some alternates. And they were able to locate some well records kind of well, like the one that's up there at the reservoir, but they reported they only had 20 gallons in there. So then they turned around and they hydraulically fracked it to try to increase the yield. Those kind of yield tests you really do, it's really tough to rely on those very much. So, the one way we could do is we could get a real filler in there to put up. It's going to cost some money doing that. The other option is get hydrogeologists off it was they've got it up in that one and the other unused well at that site, but they probably, but they'll be able to tell us that the 20 gallons, if we've got a well that's useful there, we ought to know so that we can either complete it or reserve, do whatever with it. But what my recommendation on that would be is, they could work for us, just a one-day test. And the other thing I kind of skipped over is there's another well up there that was used to make water in France an entire summer to keep the pond full, but for some reason it could be used. It can have a lot of sulfur in it. Seems to have a good yield, so kind of both of them would be an idea if you had anything else up there existing.
Mr. Strander, maybe you could help us a little bit. Through the zoning, we had a hydrologist come down and do a very extensive report for the town of Carroll. And see if there is, compare the two reports, if this is a good area for us, but if it's really not a good area for water.
Sure. Now, can we use part of this money from the FC for this project?
Yes, we've got an open project.
Open project, yeah. That's that $180,000.
Yeah. And place hydrants if we wanted to do things like that, because the project was a lot of distribution system. You may remember, probably remember. Can I be here at the town hall?
No, I just got it from Doug. I was going to make copies.
There's another one in the library.
Yeah. There is? Will you be around? When will you be around? When you get
I only have to stop now.
I think Nan posted one on her site, didn't she, or did she not do that? Did she do that,
Doug? I don't know the whole report.
I think she was going to put it up there, and it's up there already.
Okay, I'll take a look at Nan's bulletin.
Yeah, right. I think
would you have
to
drop that up tomorrow?
Yeah. But we didn't have
that. Well, if that is going ahead and having a geologist, go ahead and do the testing on it.
I think
the reason I'm trying to encourage is to do something on it is because the testing, the DEC, if we ultimately go to do a test on it, DEC is going to want us to test it in the middle box.
Okay.
All
right.
I'll drop off that report at the town hall tomorrow.
Okay.
And I mean, we have, there's all the bills.
Just down there for a day and doing a test and seeing whether or not we've got anything,
Say something?
I just wanted to talk to Alan. It's had many, many tests done on it. So
the one that you're using,
the
right?
Yes.
Normally ran online. That one's... It's all permitted, it's all rated for 100 gallons a minute. There's another well, as far as I'm concerned, I don't know of any data on that one, I think.
No, I don't think there is.
Stuart just came in and put the hole in and cracked it and drove away.
Well, Lynn, do you have a time when that
you
might
say
have
that
from Stuart from
right, because I've had
papers in my office on it. I don't know what you're looking for.
Yeah, this was just a receipt was all we really had. A receipt, and we got a drilling log from DEC.
But I believe he just paid for EFC, so
yeah.
Maybe I'll look.
The file that was on file at DEC doesn't say what the yield of it is or anything. And I kind of think they were going to come back and do a test run later. Whatever happened.
Now, everybody's on the board is aware that this is a different EFC funding, right?
Yes.
This is not the sewer. Okay.
You're going to
lose
it, or you're going to use it, or you're
use it or lose it.
Do you know how long we have to
use
it?
They're busy. They won't get around to closing this out. So I don't think you have to worry too much about that.
But we still shouldn't just sit on it.
Yeah.
We need the extra.
And
used.
In the springtime?
Yeah, I think it's fine to do the one-day test. The real test, we should do that in the summer. And if, when we do the real test, I mean, it's a $3,000 worth of analytical samples from every new well. So you've got to monitor any wells around there, any residential wells, to make sure you're not going to go through. So it takes some planning to get it together. If we're going to do that in August, probably get it in the plan now.
Okay. We have a bid from him. To do this, do we have a price, an idea?
Yeah, I can ask him to give me a RIP plus samples, and samples are usually about $100 a piece.
Okay.
I didn't ask him for any writing. I can't get you something from him if you want.
If you could, yeah. All right.
It's a 15-year charity.
Okay. That $1,200, that is below the threshold for a verbal, right? It's just one verbal? On that?
If he services, then probably don't technically need it.
Right, okay. All right.
John, I spoke with EFC on that water loan. We are not in danger of losing that money. They know that we want to use that money. In fact, I took a drawdown on the money before I take the drawdown off to EFC to get the money back, and I did put something together and got money from them. So we're not in danger of losing that money. They know we want it.
But I think
somebody from the Department of Health and EFC.
Like I said, it's not going to go away, but I think we should show them that if you want to possibly look into getting another well online, and if this money is there, then,
After the drawdown, did we have $100?
I think it was like $1,000 or something. I think we did a summary report on the overall water system and capacity, and I think we charged about that for it. I think that's what
it's about
what it's for.
Got it. Authorize that we're going to go ahead with that testing.
I'll make the motion to go ahead with
okay.
the
water. Okay, so we're looking at the hydro report.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. All right. Janet was first. Okay. All right.
Thank you very much, guys.
Okay, next we have an update on the Cablevision contract. Janet, anything new from the workshop?
Nothing's really new. We're still trying to figure out where this $25,000 is.
Mm-hmm.
They have a record. They had it in their little chart that they gave me was paid, but Luann couldn't find the payment, so I called them back. I played phone chat with her and find out when it was paid, check number, whatever, so we can go back to our records.
Okay.
It's $26,000. Then they still have the $60,000 for 2007 and 2008 that they have to pay us for the franchise fee. And
that wasn't a concern for them? You know, they'll pay it, but
it
wasn't
in
question.
Every year by March 16th.
And they were doing every 2 years.
So that's one thing we have to straighten out. And the other thing, when I did talk to Pat Johnson, she said that we can have in our contract that any late payments will be subject to interest.
Okay.
If they do pay late. And she said we can even go backwards and say, hey, you have a really bad record of paying on. The other thing one section in the contract I wanted clarified. And I wanted to find out if they had a timeline for completing the line extensions for the whole town. I don't know if I told you this already.
Yeah, you did at the workshop.
Okay.
It's all the same thing. The $26,000, when is that money from? What?
It's from 2005.
2005?
2006.
Yeah.
And then the 2007-2008,
right.
Which is due. But it's 2006. I'm not sure. So.
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry, 2005.
When is your next meeting with them?
I don't have a meeting set up. I just keep trying to catch them by phone.
Okay.
So hopefully tomorrow we'll actually see each other.
Okay. All right, good. That would be nice if we can get some of that money.
Yeah,
it
would be
money.
Nice to get $80,000.
Yeah.
$90,000.
Address the format of the minutes. Tara, we were wondering if you would, how do you want to do the the minutes. You just want to keep it because we discussed at the last workshop.
Okay. Reflect the motions, the resolutions, and actions of the board.
Okay.
Anything else that you want to put in has to be done by majority of the board by resolution.
Okay. All right. So if I have a particular...
Thanks.
If I want to add something to the minutes, I would have to...
Right.
Okay. And if it goes yes, then you would put them in the minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is that... Okay?
According to the town law, it says the clerk must attend every board meeting and keep a written record of all proceedings of the board, even though he or she is not a member of the board. I object to the minutes being edited. My comments are not persons, and the entire content is in the workshop. And we didn't approve that workshop because of that.
Right. Well, I think if anybody now has... So now, what you're saying is now what you're going to do in the minutes is just motions and resolutions?
Actions of the board. Any action that the board takes, I will put that in. That's what I've been doing right along.
All right.
And Rich, I did talk to Terry after she talked to the Association of Towns, and she told me what they said, and I said, that's fine, don't put the statement in. I don't have a problem with that, and I wrote a letter to the town board members with the statement, so it'll be part of the permanent record.
Debbie, you
want to
make?
I just want to answer to Rich. When I was doing those minutes, when I was at the meeting, we already had, when we talked to the Association of the Town, we said, clarified it before I typed the minutes.
But it's not going to be in the appointment.
When you discuss that, we call the Association of Towns the next day.
But that's not going to be in
the minutes. I do an overview of what happens at a town board meeting.
And as they are. When I do the minutes, does the minutes, that clerk is responsible for the minutes. When I do the minutes, I am responsible for the content in my minutes. And I do touch on almost everything that goes on at the meeting. Do I do verbatim? Absolutely not. I don't.
Well, not accusing you. I'm saying in general.
Okay.
And you're telling me that any comment that I make, we have to take, or any board members make, we have to vote on it, whether it goes in the minutes?
The association.
Well, that's totally ridiculous.
Well, it really isn't, because then everybody would have their comments, and it would the minutes would just go on and on and on. But all I'm saying is, the least amount that really, what has to go in by law is the motions, the actions, and the resolutions of the board. And that's what I've been doing more. Do I put in everybody's actual comments? I don't.
Okay.
So I made a comment, and you called the Association of Towns. And it didn't go in because they said you have a majority vote. That's what you're telling me.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is Tara called the Association of Towns, and she said, and my minutes weren't done yet. She called the next day, and she says just motions, actions, and resolutions. So when I'm typing my minutes, I'm watching what I'm typing now, because there was no majority vote, so we're being very careful.
All right. I think it's imperative. You did make, you know, you made reference to...
Where's my minutes?
Yeah, February 18th. Who did February 18th?
That's yours.
Okay. Well, like you said here, I informed the town board that I had a meeting with the town of Greenville Ambulance regarding an outstanding bill. You made reference to that. And that's probably about it. And there was just other resolutions in there. All right. Well, I think it's important that we do have. We can't tell you, Tara, how to do your minutes. These are your minutes. However, I would encourage and ask you if you could, if there is some discussion, put something in the minutes.
Minutes have been a bone of contention with Mr. Lorenz for a long time, and I used to really put my heart and soul in the minutes, and they were. I'm 8-9 pages long, and then when I talked with the Association of Towns, we're talking years ago, they told me exactly what I needed to do, and I cut them right down, and it's just to alleviate any problems, which it's causing problems.
Through this, I just think if we just get some clarification on what the board would like in there, if somebody has a written prepared statement, which on occasion we do,
and that's fine,
that the board approve whether that should go in or not. If there's just general discussion, maybe you can make reference to.
Chenon,
however,
so
I think we should do that from this point on. And maybe we should have Rich's statement in there, comments in there, but...
That's okay.
It's approved, but, you know, general discussion, I think, is good to have in it. If you can do it, but a prepared statement, I think, we, like you said, mm-hmm. get approval from the
Absolutely.
Board.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Next week, Janet sent an email to myself and Tal regarding this, that she spoke to somebody from the controller's office. Janet, you want
to... Yes, I did speak to Ellen McDonald at the controller's office concerning a special sidewalk district. And her charging a fee for something, we don't need a special district. That to have a sidewalk maintenance law can be covered under Municipal Home Rule Article 2, Section 10A4, Health, Safety, and...
Public
sanitation, whatever. So I emailed to Tal to see if he thought we could do it under the town. And the county that had one, I think it was Windham, and they have a district. So do you think we could do it under that? So just
I did look at it quickly, and it does appear to be an avenue we can follow. I do want to make sure that as a town of second class,
I mean, even though I think a sidewalk mm-hmm. district would be wonderful, I think it's more important that right now we get our sidewalk shovels.
I agree.
Okay. So if we can have that in place by next season.
Would there be a place in there where we could...
That's basically what that section of the Municipal Home Rule Law says, that you can require certain actions be taken by the public, and if they don't, then it's the same as a parking ticket or speeding or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because if it gets to the point where we have to have the highway department go because it hasn't been done, and do it with a shovel, well then it's going to... We have to... recoup that expense somehow.
Oh, definitely.
And that's
once people start being fined, my thought is they'll take care of them.
Right.
But it's definitely something people out in the street go into the post office in the middle of the road trying to get from one end of Main Street to the other.
Right.
So we really need to help them.
Okay. Can you look at... Okay, next... we'll put the ad in the paper. In the budget, we had the position for the maintenance person for here at Town Hall and for the parks to help them with that. We'll move ahead with putting that in the paper. Anybody have any questions? Okay, Planning Board and Building Department Communications. I believe this has been resolved
now. Yes, but I did have a question because I understand they're having a special meeting on Friday.
Okay.
And I noticed the notice in the paper, and I wasn't sure if it was sufficient. So did you see it? It just says, Town of Cairo Planning Board, notice the public meeting. Please take note that the Town of Cairo Planning Board will hold a public meeting. Said meeting will be held on March 20th, 2009 at the Town Hall of Cairo at 7 p.m. So it doesn't have a purpose or business to be conducted or any of that language. So if they could actually do resolutions and approve or deny things, projects.
They can certainly have a meeting based on that. Probably should wait for an actual motion until a regular meeting.
So I can have a meeting but not approve or deny. Well, when I saw it, I was a little sketchy, so I wanted to make sure.
One of the things on the agenda, if I'm not mistaken, isn't it, Peter, one of the things on the agenda Friday night?
Yes. I don't understand. Isn't that the standard notice that they've been putting out for all the years?
I know there's been a problem with town board meetings in the past, since the little phrase and conduct town business. So that's why I am questioning this. I also, and I understand I'm a chamber member, there's a lot of chamber members here, but everyone, all the planning board members are going to be there, and that's going to be an expense of $500. You know, so I wasn't sure what...
This is the normal legal notice that you put in?
I haven't spoken to Stacey, Stephanie.
So you have other projects also?
Yes, I believe we have three other projects that we have.
There's normally a purpose.
done some of this as well?
If this meeting does go through, there's no action. No action can be taken.
So I think they can certainly meet and discuss the, and push things forward, but without, yeah, without this, this language about taking actions on those projects, I'd rather not.
Peter, when's your next planning board? Well, when is the next planning board meeting?
First Wednesday. April
5th.
All right, excuse me, we're not, no public comments in the board at this time. So we can't, can't you see it?
Thank you. Thanks.
All right. Well, if no business can be, I hate to see the planning board. Well, it is what it is. But excuse me, it can be conducted. It can be conducted, but nothing can be voted on. Correct, Cal? And this meeting's going to run $500 roughly.
Well, yeah, $75.
Roughly $500. Is there anything we can do in the chamber?
You can have it set for a vote, so it works.
If they can do that on the first. Make those two things the first two things. Any other comments from the board about this? The legal notice, the way it reads, according to...
You know, you don't want to have problems later on.
I understand. So with that said, if there's no other comments from the board members, then... Not that you're going to cancel it, but I'll talk to Stephanie.
Well, I'll perform one last meeting in February.
If it's not, if it doesn't hold
as,
the
weight. As Cal said, the board not want to take into consideration that with the projects that are in front of the board, possibly on Friday night, maybe time that can be alleviated from our next board meeting, and it could still help out the process. It's up to you.
If I cut 2 hours off the regular meeting and just pass resolutions to approve or disapprove whatever they talk about.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've been sitting through a lot of planning board meetings and a lot of people for hours and hours and hours till the 11:30, and to arbitrarily pick certain projects to have a special meeting for and then be put on the top. I think everyone should have that opportunity, not just certain projects.
Then, Jen, you would never have a special meeting because then you would never be able to pick any project to put on the agenda. Right. Because then it would be unfair to the other ones to be bought. No matter which one you put on, you're going to be unfair to the other ones to draw.
And actually,
so
I think
right now, you never.
That the planning board meet on a regular basis twice a month, that you split the projects up. You know,
you're saying that you don't
want to
have a second meeting.
No, that's not what I'm saying at all.
Can we put more people on there, Peter?
You put it out there and see if you could.
So that some of this work can be at least discussed.
Put it out there. I mean, like I said, a few days of Lamorte would be able to jump on their car from the city in a few days' notice to come up here, and other applicants that may have, I don't know.
All right, well, let's take, let the planning board proceed with this meeting. If Peter can get more business that can be at least discussed and not acted on, but at least the discussion can be made at the beginning of the planning board meeting.
I think it'll take the pressure off the next meeting and, you know, be able to expedite the
project
they discuss it.
How much,
Stan, anything? Well, I'm just looking at the $525 and I'm just trying to be clever here and think of some other things that we say we can't do because we need the, you know, the $500. So.
Well, I'm looking at more of those.
Yeah.
I don't want to proceed with something and... Janet?
I just think this was called, not every applicant want to be there. Now it's coming down to those who have noticed. And I don't think we should, if they can't actually conduct business either way, I don't think it's proper. But if they can't conduct business and make decisions, and if everyone didn't have the opportunity to be there, I don't think they should have the special meeting.
Well, it wouldn't be an opportunity for everybody because other projects have other lengthy things that are still going. Other projects might not be coming with the public. The purpose of having these two put on is because the public hearing is closed or is about to be closed and action of the board is going to be taken?
The purpose for the ones that I know of are because they're near the end of the process, we believe. And it looks like something that we need to be able to clear up so that they would not have to come to our next meeting. They also have, these applications happen to have certain time restrictions. It would really benefit us, and nobody else has done that, no other application has done that, but two of them have come to us and said, it would benefit us if we could get this done in a little bit of a timely fashion because of certain requirements that they need to get. Courtesy to people who are trying to improve business in our town and
help
our economy. Why not entitled?
So you know which ones they are then? Oh, you're not allowed to say which two they are?
I don't know what to say or not, but
Christianity,
I don't recall the other third one that we spoke about. I don't know if that was asked me. They sent me a letter stating that somebody requested to be put on an agenda.
Did I miss it? Did you mention the two of them? Did he say who they were?
Denver Collins and Mike Westbrook.
For the board, might want to spend thousands or even hundreds of thousands of dollars in the town of Cairo. Mike West for one of them.
Which is people who come before the board month after month after month and want to spend money in the town also.
That's correct.
These projects are coming to a conclusion now.
Well,
they're coming to a conclusion.
Came to the last minute meeting with a preliminary design. They haven't had a public hearing. That's a site plan, correct? They need a public hearing?
I wasn't at the last meeting.
Okay. But they need a public hearing, don't they, for a site plan? No? Okay. I forget. All right.
Those are the two applications in front of us right now that expressed to the planning board that they had some time constraints that they were trying to work around. And if he doesn't get to a certain point, Morton Building is going to say, sorry, we can't come to you until the fall. Okay? Obviously, Chamber of Commerce with this site for their kiosk, if they can retain that, that would be wonderful to have that up in that location before Memorial Day kicks off our season.
I think it would be wonderful also, and I think it's a great location for it, and I'm very enthusiastic about it.
Right, and nobody has reached out to us.
That's the whole point, nobody else knows they can reach out to you.
Well, I think the planning board would have the information available. If somebody was coming close to wrapping up their project, you would have that information, correct? Yeah. So, I'm going to make a motion that time constraints. Mike West is putting up a large building. He's almost to the end of his project. You encourage people to do business in town, to move things forward in a timely manner. His project, the chamber's been brought before the planning board, and nothing else has to be done with them, correct?
I wasn't at that meeting, John. All I know is that they have time to change.
Tal, do you remember the chamber had anything
else? I believe that the planning board voted to waive the public hearing. It's just a matter of getting some final items off the checklist.
Okay.
Before they can move to approve it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall, but I think that's
what it was. I second the motion.
All right.
The
motion would be to allow them to have the meeting and encourage the planning board to get any other business to bring forward on Friday so we can wrap up a few more things. But they can have these things completed and then bring it before a vote on their regularly scheduled meeting. So it'll be basically a workshop for them. They can't make any decisions, but they can hear comments and
well, I just, was there any reason why if these things were so tight, what do they say, time sensitive, that they weren't addressed and try to squeeze it in of the gazebo? Can we hear from Claudia? She wants to share something.
Well, I think the chamber wants to get this done right away. I think the chamber feels that as soon as
they can vote for it on Friday. That's the thing. You can't do it till the next planning board meeting,
which would be a week away.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm certainly
more.
They don't have to discuss that anymore.
But they do have a checklist. They have a checklist that they have to bring,
right,
and make sure they have those things completed. And that they would get those things completed,
right.
Then the planning board can say, okay, your list is completed, okay, you can be added to the agenda and we can get you wrapped up. First thing, we can have a vote and get it wrapped up at the planning board meeting.
But you know what, John, if it's wrapped up and the approval was given at 7 o'clock at night or at 11 o'clock at night, it's still at night.
Right.
And there's really no difference.
With the planning board, Rich made the second. All in favor? Aye. Opposed?
I'm opposed.
Alice?
Yeah. I don't think we should spend the extra $525.
Okay. With that said, It's a 2-2 vote, 2 yes, 2 no. It is a no vote, correct?
Yeah.
Excuse me, we don't have public comment at this time, sir. You'll be allowed to speak at public comment time, okay? Thank you very much. Next, we discuss dates for the interviews for the Zoning Commission vacancy. There is one seat that's vacant, correct, Mr. Osterhammer? Two? You want to fill right away? Okay, not good for anybody. Would you like to sit in on the interviews also, or do we just leave it to the board? Okay. Any dates that are not good for you? Okay, we'll get, give you enough time. All right. What's the last Monday of the month?
The 30th.
The 30th? And today's, what, the 18th? The 30th? Actually, you know what, we should give it a little more time than that, because if it goes in Monday in the paper, how about if we
How about the end of, like, the 31st? The 31st. Tuesday is that?
I'm trying to give it a week's
court.
Yeah, we have court that day. Plus, I'm trying
elections.
To give it elections. 31st
well,
is not.
And then the zoning board meets every 2 weeks, so you want to have maybe.
What's the first and fourth?
Monday.
Yeah. Monday?
First and third. You meet first and third, right?
You meet this Monday.
Yeah. So that's going to be the 23rd. And then
yeah. What's the
meet again on the 6th.
Yeah, the Wednesday. We'll shoot for Wednesday the 1st. This way the people that are interested have until would be Friday the 20th. Alice, can you just put
yeah,
back
sure,
to March?
Yeah, sure.
It would be they'd have until close of business on the 27th to get their applications in, and then we would meet on, okay, interviews late afternoon. Give people a chance to come home from work maybe. Start them at 4 o'clock? 4 p.m.
I sometimes run
it. Okay.
The interviews Monday is going to be the 1st.
Oh, Wednesday.
Yep. Wednesday.
Okay. All right, so we'll do the, and we'll read April 1st. The interviews will be conducted and the applications need to be into the, okay. And that's for one vacancy on the Zoning Commission. Okay. Kathy, you want to discuss hydrant penalties? Get on?
Yes.
Okay.
The hydrant was, the penalties were put on water until January 2nd. Hydrant penalties, or the penalties for water was put on across the 13th pay for the hydrants was $7,500. At that point, penalties were put on for anybody that owed money. And there's a $750 penalty for the hydrant district.
And I have here the checks, can you pass it down?
Sure.
That were received from the tax collector. We didn't receive our checks until the 23rd. And hydrant district, because the account was set up and there was no money in it in the previous year. So. She was overwhelmed, and I kept asking. I believe I started asking on the 16th, the same as last year, maybe a little bit before. But needless to say, I finally got the checks on the 23rd. So the board needs to decide if we want to pass.
Only for the hydrant.
Only for the hydrant. Anybody like to make a motion to do that?
So we're going to vote. Well, we're going to have a motion to lift the penalty that we're going to pay if we don't. I'm just making sure I understand.
Because you understand how the hydrant works. The people in the hydrant district pay
right.
for their hydrant
mm-hmm.
use, right? And the town has to pay also.
Right.
Because we're. Correct me if I'm wrong. Because we're in it, correct?
Right.
And we have to pay.
No, this is for the basic hydrant district that I bill quarterly.
Mm-hmm.
And I bill the town. The money is received in on the taxes.
Right.
I don't know where the $750, I only budgeted $7,500. This is the first time this has happened that the town has not been able to pay the bill on time, and I really am concerned $1,000. And it was after that point, right, Joanne, that we got that money?
So you re-levied
it? Yes, close to $100,000. I think they have to wait almost 7 weeks to get your money so the town has money to work with.
Lorraine, do you want to say something?
Kathy can, because she does the billing, she can't, she doesn't have to have permission to remove the bill. And in fact, what's going to happen is she bills exactly what we collect in taxes. So at the end of the year, if you do not remove the 700 district, and we will get the $750 next year to give her as a re-levy for the penalty. So in actuality, you really have to, because she cannot remove it since she put it on. It's up to the town board to say remove the penalty.
Thank you for explaining.
All right.
I
opposed. Thank you.
And I would ask for a copy of that resolution.
Yep. Can you forward that to Kathy? Okay. Thank you. So everybody has copies of the checks and can see when they were issued? Okay, next we need, going down to the resolutions, the roller to go out to bid for his Wolfpack asphalt roller. Can I have a motion for that?
So moved.
Second? Opposed?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Next, we have a resolution for the Highway Department to purchase a 2009 F-150 XL half-ton regular cab 4x2 pickup truck at the price of $12,536.54 plus $410 for delivery.
It was all expected at the workshop. I need the resolution.
Second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And next we have accept bids for annual cemetery maintenance. This has to go out every year. Can I have a motion to put this out? Have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Next we have a resolution for the State Town Clerks Conference in Rochester, April 26th through the 29th.
What's the discussion?
Okay. Go ahead.
We're going to save $500 for a planning board meeting. Why do we have to send deputy clerks to the state conference for 3 days?
Tara, is there any other way you can, are there continuing education?
They get 8 credits to go. Each deputy and town clerk does receive credits to go. And it's only once a year that we go to these.
Is there a required amount for the year?
No, it's just a matter of continuing education.
Is there any other way?
Well, we do have monthly town clerk luncheons that we have, where we have people come and they speak at our luncheons, and you get 1 credit per month that you attend. But this is definitely the town clerk's conference in each year that's held in different towns is definitely...
Are we going to close the town clerk's
office? No, it'll be open.
Yeah, and this, what Luann put together for us, the draft or the travel and conference expense manual, I think it requires that you submit some idea.
Yes.
You follow that.
Okay.
I know, but it was certainly a guideline that
right,
I've never seen before that was helpful.
Yeah.
Okay.
So how expensive is it going to be expected to follow these guidelines? Obviously not.
Has this been adopted?
No.
There's so much good stuff in there about trying to keep, keep it to a minimum.
People remember I was very opposed to the building department going to their conference because I really felt that at this point with the raising taxes that we shouldn't be doing that. We shouldn't be sending people away if they could accomplish something close to the home. However, since we did approve that, I think for the rest of the year, we really need to approve any other department. I don't think we can single out one department and say, you can go and somebody else you can't go.
Okay.
And this is pretty consistent with what the clerk's office has been doing.
We didn't send the deputy clerks to the building company.
We don't have deputy clerks in the building company. But we did send the same equivalent.
See, that might be tough. We did say they could go.
Who was going to be in the clerk's office there?
Roberta Ferrioli.
Okay, your 4th deputy?
Third,
I'm sorry.
How is she going to get trained if she don't go to the conference?
Did you want the office open?
No, I'm just asking a question.
Well, she's
they
going
have to get trained. How is the third deputy going to get trained?
She's going to be in the office. So
hasn't
that we don't close the office.
Hasn't she worked in the office before?
Mm-hmm.
That's
why
I introduced me to.
Couldn't you train this office?
Are you, I'm not sure if the question, are you saying that, I thought the first question was, how was Roberta going to cover the office if she wasn't trained? And but now you're saying, is she going to train Roberta after she comes back?
Right.
No, actually, I think
Richard,
why can't she go by herself?
No,
I'm not sure what she
learned.
Yes, okay.
Well, then I would, if that's the case, then how do we qualify that the code inspection officers went for to theirs? How did
because
we?
Because they have to be certified, or they can't work.
But there's a, there are other ways for them to accomplish that. That's the whole thing.
But give it away.
How about we?
Okay.
I was going to say limit each office to two people.
Take on that.
Have to send two people to the
mm-hmm. which would be equal to the building department.
Seems like a compromise.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I could do is the girls could pay for themselves, but I'd close the office then for 3 days, and that was what I was trying to alleviate.
Well, if you already had Roberta scheduled, you would just tell her don't bother.
Well, yeah, Roberta would come in anyway. But I mean, he was asking why couldn't Roberta go to this as well,
mm-hmm.
which she could.
Mm-hmm.
Other town clerks and their deputies all go. This isn't something unusual, but it's just...
Is it four? It says the 26th through the 29th. Is
it's
it
a Sunday.
Days?
It's
oh,
a Sunday,
Sunday and three
afternoon
work.
Night.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Is there any other discussion? How many do we want to approve to go? We had Janet brought up
one.
Two, which was one. Alice, do you have any?
I think two is we kind of set a precedent there with the other two.
With the other
yeah.
two. All right.
It just seems fair.
With that said, can I have a motion then to send two clerks to the New York State Clerks Conference to make it fair to what we do with the building department in Rochester?
Mm-hmm.
Can I have a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Can I have a second? I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And then let's look at that expenditure ideas for the future trips,
mm-hmm.
probably sooner than later.
All right. So that would be two clerks. Okay. Next, we need a resolution at our special meeting the town held regarding the sewer upgrades. We discussed possibly changing who handled, had a lengthy discussion with that. And we came up with putting that responsibility on the sewer administrator. And that was kind of agreed upon. So I'd like to move forward with that with a motion to go ahead with it. To have the sewer. Can I have a motion for that?
I'll make that motion, but can we do that since it's in the law? Do we have to?
We'd have to change the law, but at this time.
Can we just do it for Joe? I'd be more than happy to make that motion.
We can change it again when we go through that.
Right.
Okay.
That'll
make the motion to
all
change.
Right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. So we'll put an addendum into the... Okay. At this time, it's 9:30. We're going to have 10 minutes of public comment, go into executive session, and then we will have come out and pay bills. Okay. Public comment. Claudia?
You know, I actually thought about that, and I think that's
someone like Mike.
I think that's a very bad precedent then, because then you're having people have the ability to basically have the planning board. No, then the planning board can pick and choose who they want to do it. So, but I actually thought about that. I mulled that over in my mind when I, you know.
No, it's fine. This is something that's new to me, Claudia. We'd have to look into that. We've never had that request made, and I, you know, if you, you know, if you open the appropriate way to go to do things. Okay? Peter?
I just want to read you two things out of the planning board teams and regulations that are adopted by Town Carroll. There's section 3 meetings. Special meetings with written notice of time, place, and business. Other meetings shall be given to the four members. Under cancellations of meetings, 3.3.1, cancellations of meetings. Whenever there is no business to be conducted at a regular meeting, the chairperson may dispense with such meeting by written notice to all meetings. We're living that 40 hours. The other thing I'd like to say is that this spoke to both secretaries, the current and the past secretary. Colleen Lane was secretary for the same notice that has been given out every time you've had a meeting. So I would recommend to the board that you look back in the files and consider everything that we've approved over the past 7 years in our board.
Well, that's a possibility. I don't know if you want to do that. But maybe what we need from Carol is what the proper notice should look like. Thank you.
All right. Yes, sir. Can you state your name, please?
Tom Rowe.
Okay.
Tonight you voted, and the people that aren't in this room who are planning to attend are going to come, and there's nothing to do. There's nothing on your website about anything.
Well, there's been numerous times.
There's nothing on your website about meetings regularly. Your website has... It might well be taken down because it has not planning board has violated the open meetings law. Can you at least, for me and for the sake of trying to be a little bit open and transparent government, put something about public comment on your agenda for your public meeting? It's as if you don't care what the public... I would like to see some open and transparent government.
Okay. Thank you very much for your comment. Tony?
John, I have any more concerns about the transparency that we discussed earlier in the meeting. I'm in the loss of words, right to driveway, 500 feet. Drove past the sign that says visitors report to the office. We have certain traffic patterns, and I was like, what if a truck ran over coming around with those times? I mean, my right to drive, I mean, that's basically trespassing. This needs to be addressed.
I'll take complete responsibility.
Hi.
Right. Stacy has nothing to do with it.
Okay, why were you there?
I was showing Stacy the property because we were in front of the planning board, and I said, do you remember what the original... We spoke to somebody.
After you passed 500 feet, you go around the building in the southern corner of the property, and then the planning board meeting was a week later, which you had your opinion issues. It was a week later. This is before the planning board meeting.
I don't remember if it was or not, but and I honestly take Tony. I take total responsibility, and I promise I won't go there again without notifying, or asking, and not even notifying, but requesting your permission.
And I think Tony, that's going to be a procedure. I think the board has to put in place with the code enforcement. Board members too. We need to make sure that we contact the property owner.
Issue. They call you guys off and there's no issues.
Right. I understand, and we will make sure that these changes are made. And you can, your comments are taken seriously, and we will address them.
It's my understanding that the water system at present doesn't meet the Department of Health regulations, and basically that is if the highest producing well goes out of service, it doesn't meet the average daily demand. And I was wondering if you can use some of that money, the $160,000 that you have with DFC, to determine where your leaks are as to that. So if your highest producing well goes out, you don't even have enough water to take care of the leakage and the people that are using the water. So my suggestion would be that you get the engineers involved, use that money, determine where the leaks are, repair the leaks, because what you're going to do, if you don't repair the leaks on water at a higher pressure with a higher water losses, then you're really not going to fix the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you have to take that money and spend it into doing the research into the leakage and doing the repairs at the same time.
All right. Pass that on to Alan. And I don't know if he has started over. I don't think Delaware has been involved in checking any leaks or anything like that. No. Okay. All right. Thank you. Yes?
I'd like to say something. My name is Judy Calvin. I'd like to say something about the clean water that's going into the system. May not be necessarily rainwater, but underground water. Because my cellar gets filled with underground water and with climate water. And I pay for all that water going out from underground water. And I'm sure a lot of the basements in this town are the same way.
Okay. And your house is on Main Street, right? Just
right.
Two doors
and
down.
There was a house here before they built this that used to have water running under their cellar every spring. And now, since they put this building in, But when they put the sewer system in, the water comes even more into my basement for a long amount of time.
Yeah, what was the other house you were talking about?
The first house across right here. Okay. But their basement is always full, and that's higher ground. So there's got to be an underground lake here, and it's filling in the cellar. And that's going into the water
company
now.
Right. Thank you.
John, I'd like to
address you. Yep. Excuse me, we have some more comments, please.
I know you do have water in your cellar. Where does that water go? That's pumped into the system. That's pumped. Part to go into the sewer. You know where it goes? You pump it out wherever, but you have to really go to put it in just like loop drains and anything else. I don't know when that's going to get
there.
I
was in there the other day pumping out. It goes directly outside.
Right, we want to get two more comments in, and then we have to break for executive session.
Well, it's about the water.
Okay,
I'm right on Main Street, too. And honestly, yes, since the new water system went in, because they went across our backyard, and boy, the way they filled it. It's a wonder we, because okay. He just went through with a bulldozer and just covered it, the plastic pipe.
Mm-hmm.
It came across in front of our barn and straight up it only towards Richards, before
okay.
the Richards.
Mm-hmm.
And all the bulldozer did was pour dirt and shale. There's got to be an underwater lake or artesian well or something.
Okay.
Because we get more water into the Methodist Church.
Okay. We should not go into the system. Okay, we'll have one more comment and then we have to go into executive session. Unc?
You're talking about digging up the, looking for infiltration. And I've heard it say that the old power tank, originally when they installed it, nothing was built. When they pumped it out, it was water coming in as fast as they were pumping it out. I think it's, and a lot of people, from everybody else, most of these tanks are setting in bed water. It finally is built, but that's the universe is never built.
The possibility could be other.
And the last meeting, actually one of the comments, I agree with Tom about having some meetings. You call them a workshop, but basically mm-hmm. transact business, especially the town board meetings at 7:30, and you don't allow them there, and I would ask that we pay everybody salaries so people don't go to the you pay them for their
okay. Just consider it.
It's good that they're looking for infiltration problems. But as far as the last meeting, that Charles Maggio sent a letter, and he was looking to get this, withdraw his motion to get from this. But yeah, we're still working on the sewer plant, and I just want clarification of what we're doing. I know now they're starting to look at the program on the sewer plant.
Mm-hmm.
Brought up that we shouldn't have the benefit going to volunteers if they're not going to be here, but that should be redirected to another place that might be able to be more good. But I have nothing that's happening. What we're doing, putting the pumps in and doing that stuff, is that what we're doing instead? Or I just need to
comply with our DEC consent, if I remember correctly.
What do you mean, the filters?
The filters, excuse me. Down at the plant. So that project still has to go through so we can stay up with our DEC consent. So basically, we have to put that building up so we can put those filters. After that project is completed, the board needs to decide where we want to go, if we want to go anywhere with any future sewer work.
Right, we don't need to risk this, if they fix this infiltration problem, and we don't need to do all that work we're talking about.
And that's what I just said. If we get our plant up and running properly and get our DEC consent order done, and the board feels that that's enough, well then if we feel that we have to use it. Whether we spend it or not, in the future that money will be there for us for a period of time.
Is that a problem?
The filters and filters, mm-hmm. that they're doing the work of the plant.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we put in these meters and they identify the INI problems, mm-hmm. to take care of that, that will take care of our problems, and we don't need to do that work.
Like that, to see if that will take care of our problem.
Okay, well right now we're
I think this is a question that is a little premature until we get these things done. Once we get these things done, I think we need to come back as a board and talk to the people in the sewer district and the community and say, okay, but right now, I'm not going to comment on what we're going to do a year from now or 2 years from now because I don't know how the projects are going to go with our INI problems. Okay, let's get those few things finished first and then we can discuss where we want to go from that.
I'm
not going to pinpoint whether we're going to spend that money or not. I'm not doing that.
Well, we're starting a project now. Right now we have one project on the board. It's a $2.5 million project. Are we indeed starting a $2.5 million project?
No.
We're not starting a $2.5 million project. And without Alton Terrace, are we still going down that road?
No. What we have in front of DEC is to comply with our consent order, to get our filters in. That's what we have right now.
I'm trying to be a nice guy. I don't know what to stop work for if you're really trying to stop our problems, fix our problems. But if we're going ahead on the other thing,
well,
I will do what I got to do.
The town has had, and I don't like bordering, because I think what we're trying to do here on the board is to deal with something that DEC has been saying for how many years that the town has to comply with their consent order. This board has taken it upon themselves, and we took a big step. And we said, okay, we want to address this issue. And we did. And we went ahead. And yeah, did we take a lot of hits for it? We sure did. We're in court for it. But you know what? In the end, it's going to be fixed. And if we have an opportunity for expansion, we address it and comply with our DEC consent. I am not saying any more about this. That's where we stand right now. That's what we are doing. We're not digging up Main Street. We're not running a line down to the banks. We're not doing that.
What I'm trying to find out.
Janet is down there. And with that $2.5 million, Janet, you want to say something? He keeps looking at you. I don't know if you want to say something or not.
It sounds like there might be economic stimulus money.
Exactly.
Instead of the ESC money.
Right. We are not going to spend $2.2 or $2.3 million on a sewer system because we can't afford it. But we have to afford, and public has to realize that that's what we want to do. That's our main focus. Whether Mr. Maggio and Alton Terrace are here or not, right now, I feel this is where we need to focus our attention and our energy and our money. And that's what we're going to do. And if the town decides to do anything further, you people will be the first ones to know. Okay?
Okay. I know you didn't want any further comments, but can I just do the butterfly ball?
Yes, you may.
Probably most of you know, but the kickoff event for the Bear Project in the summer is going to be the Butterfly Ball on May 7th. This is ahead of time because there's only a certain number of seats available. It starts at 6, the theater's at 7, it's $45 a person, which includes the hors d'oeuvres, the dinner, tax, recce, everything's included, and we're having music, we're having DJ, we're having the harpist doing a cocktail hour. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful event, and I encourage everybody
Very good. Thank you. All right. There's no other public comment. Okay. I'm sorry.
His hand was up.
It was?
Yeah. It really was. He kept putting it up and...
Did
it?
Yeah. All right. All right. Yeah. Go ahead. I apologize. I didn't see your raise. Okay. Excuse me. We have one more. One more, and then we are finished.
My name is... I'm an extremely valuable asset, but I can't say as to that I claimed it after witnessing just some of the stuff that went on in the meeting tonight. I would ask the chairperson, I was not at which meeting, she was appointed liaison, and I would like to know if there was any indication as to what her duties would be as liaison.
Her duties are what? If the planning board has any concerns that they need to bring back to the board?
No, that's building department.
The building, she's in, Janet is appointed to the building department. Okay, code violator. So what she would do is meet with Stacy if Stacy has any concerns that need to come back to her and proceed with any action that's needed.
So I mean, was there any clear indication as to, yes, we're going to go out and visit commercial job sites, we're going to go out and visit residential job sites, was it indicated that Stacy was supposed to bring these concerns to... My question is there any, clear-cut guidelines or steps as to how the process is supposed to be progressed? If there isn't, I think that that's something that should be in place. I don't think that it's the chairperson's, because that there were not any indications as to what her role was as liaison.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can I? I don't mean to interrupt you.
Let me finish.
You finished.
Just let me finish.
Let me know when you finish.
Yes,
okay.
We will.
I do. I feel like that specific businesses were targeted in that approach, and I think that that does need to be addressed. And it's not. I can assure you, on my behalf, it's not going to stop here, because part of why we came to this, we were actually on our way out of New York State, and we were approached by Greene County Planning and Economic Development to retain our business. And we said, listen, we're going to do that. We need our site, so on and so forth. And they approved our program for us to be placed in here. We were awarded a low-interest loan and so on and so forth. But I can assure you that I will be addressing those actions because the same thing is applying to some of the other areas. You drive down the street, there's nothing here. I mean, you're gonna put a bunch of bears up and think that that's going to bring people to this town. I mean, they're going to walk down and say, great, nice bears. What the heck else did they buy?
Absolutely.
We really, I mean, for any action to drive business out of this community, I think it's a detriment to the community as a whole.
Mr. Anderson, just to let you know how this started. First of all, I have been a big proponent of your project. I have spoken to many people about what it does and what it doesn't do. People are afraid it's been, you know, manufacturing that's going to cause pollution, and I've explained to them, no, it's not. It's just basically assembling components, which is, that's the way I understand it. But many people have come to me and said, Stacy's not doing her job. Stacy's not doing her job. And the reason I went with Stacy, because your site was one of the sites that had been complained to me, was to find out where the problem. Stacy's not doing her job. Stacy's being not given the tools she needs to do her job. And that's why I proceeded to do that, because these were places that people have talked to me about and said, where's Stacy? Stacy's not doing her job. This is not a planning board issue. This is an enforcement issue. Okay, where's the stuff that Stacy is supposed to look at to help the businesses and the projects be built according to the way they're supposed to be built?
Can I ask who brought those complaints to you?
Many people.
To have written complaints before we go out and do this.
Well,
because it's not fair that we go out. Let me finish
I'm
now.
Sorry.
It's not fair that we go out onto somebody's property without them knowing. That's good business.
Okay. My issue
that's good business. We want to encourage people to stay here and conduct business here. And if we're going to go and be snooping around their lots and things like that, around back when their signs say, we need to conduct good business. With that said, can I have a motion to go into executive session?
Aye.
Excuse me, one second. The executive session is going to be an issue with the Zoning Commission. If you, Mr. Archer, if you want to join us, it would be not even 5 minutes.
And pending litigation also.
Motion to come out of executive session.
I make that motion.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, now we'll pay bills as soon as they come out. We'll be out of here. Pay them bills. Sign. Debbie, I'm sorry.
I called the terror today about the inception, but I didn't put them on the abstract.
We don't keep them.
Well, I've got another way you can handle it if you want to, but. Are these in order, woman?
Here I come.
I sent him a letter, and B&H program?
It's a camera that the police officer bought. Where is he?
Okay.
In New York. I didn't help.
Anna Green's ambulance.
Oh, yeah. How's that working out?
Not yet.
Did you call? Did you speak to him?
We had a meeting. I called her back in session. You should have a good one. Basically saying, we had a meeting. We asked you to respond to us. You didn't. We had no choice but to cease mutually and watch the request. Unless we hear from you.
Yeah.
And I left it, you know, if you hear from us.
Do you think that would trigger a response?
You take $500 out of the town clerk and $500 out of records
management. But see, I don't think he should be paid until we get the grant.
Okay, nobody's signed it.
Well, I don't think we have a
grant. I think any grant approval of the town board.
They skipped it. Keep going. Look at the
bucket. Well, if he comes out of the grant proceeds, that's different.
He brought that in. He brought that in and handed it to me, and then I said he had to give it to Tara. I said, and he said, well, he told me that you said it was all right to take it out of...
Yeah, but I didn't know there was only $5.
Money for bucks.
But if we get the grant, that'll cover a few boxes.
I don't know what the grant says. I don't have a copy.
But he...
Why are you signing up in the phone number?
Yeah. It's only one forget. Oh, we're not signing?
Well, you have to make your own decision.
You have to make your own decision.
Oh, what's going on? Right, so what?
Oh, if you see little ticky things there, could you please sign them?
Oh,
I'm
sorry. Yep.
Good God.
Yeah.
Wait,
what's
she
talking?
Can you just tell us for the money for the Easter? No, this is the money. Well, it's the grant that he wrote to Tara to represent him. But he wants to be paid now instead of when they get the grant.
Where is Tara? Ask if she does that grant to see if he's going.
You know, I just think other grant writers get the money the time he's getting the grant. She's the work, but we don't have the money. It hasn't been approved.
Oh, you know what? You get to tell Ray this. Kingston works, and I think it's cheaper.
Okay.
Unless Ray requires his employees to do a special...
Actually, Kingston works is cheaper.
How much is it?
More than Kingston works. That's a pre-employment growth stream. They don't have an employer that. So if you want to work for us, why are we going to pay for that?
No, because you're making
business.
They don't. No, in Greenville, you want to be a substitute teacher,
it's
$100.
Oh, they're passing
it
to the teacher?
Yeah.
So he sales for the fingerprinting. So we'll ask them to go down and get a physical to work for us. They'll pay for the gas to go down and see the home for us.
Well, I think
yeah.
That we
set up the same yeah. So somebody's got to sign this here,
the Department of Approval. I know that sounds weird, but do they usually pass? I know that sounds weird, but maybe we want to do
that. It's not in the pre-employment drug screen and alcohol manual. Why are you worried about reimbursement to go down?
That's your job.
That's my job to go down.
I hope he's all okay. She was over there. Some girls called in sick.
Yeah.
She was over there. We got a budget to them.
It's feeling like it's leaking anymore.
Exactly. What more she want? Send the files. You just
don't know about even the order. No, so nice to see a wife.
Imagine
people grow.
And so needless to say.
No, you're too young. And I don't really feel like looking for another job. Come on, John, you're going to sign it. I'm going to play a part for you to sign.
Every morning, yep.
Did you?
I think I might have to get it out again. Stop
me
with some.
You
want to wait till the
end?
Because otherwise, I don't want to get it. Every morning. Keep it.
Did you know about the...
No, I think the audience
would
tell in my face.
I was...
It's every, the final report is...
Yeah. They don't want to pay him.
It was only a few bucks
in there. They want to make sure that it got filed.
It
was filed. I called yesterday.
Just told them so they can sign.
Yeah, I said the grant was filed.
She called. I called up there yesterday and I spoke to Art. Told me he did receive it and it was submitted for the editors.
All right. So, did Art call? She has that? Yes.
Once they've had it, let me check it out.
Yes. Do you need it?
Yeah, because the Sarah is... Do you want me to take my notebook?
Yes. Thank you.
How do we get that third estimate for the source fan? Can you take them next month?
We can. Yeah, I just need three.
Because it's only worth it for June, July, and August, and then you have a pool and kitchen, you know?
I was looking up, we had our meeting up here the other night.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
I think we should work for getting a new stove.
That's all the money county.
It is?
Maybe the
county needs to buy a new stove because we're paying for the
That's the old
kind,
and it has like a
2-inch pilot, and it just goes.
I think we should see if we can find
something
else.
Okay.
Payment of bills. We have a budget amendments. I have a motion to move forward with these amendments.
So moved.
Second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
I'll be right down there, first and second.
Thank you, Tara.
You're welcome. To discuss the...
I'm waiting for them to get going.
All right.
Okay. So I put these two boxes in, and I told her today, she asked me where they were and why I didn't put them in, and I explained to Tara, I'm explaining to you. When I looked at the...